Brilliance Audio presents
Flashpoint by Richard Allen for M.N., the Happy Defector. Flashpoint, Chapter 1. Catherine Cahill's children were given a death sentence by a man they never knew. Their fate was decided 8,000 miles from their Connecticut home on a moonlit night high in the mountains of Syria. The killer was chosen from 5 men, who gathered in a courtyard outside a tent called the Garden of Heaven. Each man wore a white robe, the symbol of purity, with a yellow armband identifying him as a Shaheen, a martyr. Flanking them were 30 others, primarily men but a few women, devotees who hoped someday to become Shaheen themselves. They knew of America, but only their leader, Imad Taib, had heard of Connecticut. None of them knew Catherine Cahill. Imad Taib spoke to them. He was not a tall man, perhaps 5'8", but his voice was rich and authoritative. He spoke in Arabic, the language of poets, in which many words had multiple meanings, and an accomplished speaker could make symphonies of speeches by the orchestration of his words. Imad Taib was such a speaker. He reminded them of their great heritage, of their noble past, and the intolerable present. He enumerated the wrongs done them by Western nations and evoked a vision of a united Arab state sweeping its enemies to destruction. Those closest to him could see the light reflected in his green eyes, unusual in an Arab, and surely a sign of holiness. Imad Taib finished his exhortation and turned to the 5 martyrs.
"Hear me, those who have chosen the ultimate glory. Tonight, one of you will enter..."